I've met entrepreneurs who planned poorly and succeeded. I've met entrepreneurs with bad product and have succeeded. People sit around waiting for a creativity lightning bolt or some message from God that they should start this business. Don't wait on that. Just go copy someone else's idea. Everyone says you have to be passionate about what you do, and I just don't agree with that.
Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm Steve, and David is my co-host. And today we thought we talk about entrepreneurship. Silicon Valley is obviously known for the heart of the startups. You know, we have the top startups. There's trillions of dollars being invested, and there's so much going on, right? But what's interesting, I think, is that it's really not just tech. Like, I came here in the 80s, and, you know, from Romania, of all places. And in 91, I started my first company. And it didn't have much to do with tech. It was assembling computer parts, putting computers together. Well, I guess it is somewhat tech, but, and selling them to Romania. At that time, there were no restrictions, so we can make triple the money by doing that. So it was the first entrepreneurship that I did. And this area has so much of this, and, you know, it's in people's blood in so many ways, but it's still a very small percentage, right? You know, most people still work for companies 9 to 5. What do you think, David? What's your experience with entrepreneurship in Silicon Valley?
Well, I've never started a company, but it'd be nice.
Well, you work
one day
for a great one, though.
Oh, yes, yes. So I think there are new startups and even new restaurants always popping up here in Silicon Valley. Like, I'd say, like, at least every month I notice something new. And what's also interesting is the spirit of people here in Silicon Valley, because there's a drive to just innovate and create. And at the same time, a lot of them sometimes are starting up in, like, the garage or in a college campus dorm or say.
Yes.
You know, like the Epic Times, for example, started
in a garage
in Atlanta where our guest speaker is from, actually. But yeah, that's my experience here.
That's awesome. Well, so we do have a guest today, is Jim Beach. And Jim, we'd like to welcome you to our program. Now, you've been an entrepreneur, you started several companies, you've also have a book, you also have probably several books, and you also have a radio program about a school for startups. Please tell us a little bit about entrepreneurship. You know, what is it that made you become an entrepreneur? And, you know, you built a company, I think your first company at age 25, but a little bit older than I was, but a company much bigger than mine. So what drove you to start your first company?
Well, you know, there's all different types of entrepreneurship. There's opportunity entrepreneurship and necessity entrepreneurship. When most of us here in America start a business, it is opportunity entrepreneurship. We see an opportunity and we take it. Back, though, in the 90s, I was having a lot of trouble finding a job. I thought I was going to work at Coca-Cola forever, and Coca-Cola decided they wanted to escort me out the door, and so I was fired, and at 23, I had to decide what I was going to do, and I started a business because I needed to. It was a necessity to start making money. And so I started the business during the summertime so I could go to school during the winter. And of course, it didn't stay that way very long. But this was a good example of necessity entrepreneurship, which is very small here in America.
What would you say are the key elements to have a successful startup make it? You know, I think it's like, 98% of them fail. What would you say is that those elements that make companies successful?
Well, two things. One is controlling your money. You don't need to spend money unless you absolutely have to. The bootstrap model is such a better way to go. And so mostly you run out of money. That's when the business closes. Well, if you don't run out of money, then you're not going to close. If you don't spend any money, then you won't run out of money. So I'm a big fan of pursuing revenue at all costs at the very beginning. Spend absolutely no money unless you have to. Spend less than $5,000 to get the business started. I've seen every type of business be started for under $5,000, so it can be done. And then my second thought is the entrepreneurs are the people who have the grit to have 100 people say no to them and to keep fighting on anyway. You get rejection and rejection and rejection, and you still are glad and happy to go to work the next day and try to sell something. And those people who have enough grit are the ones that succeed in the end. So spend slowly and have some grit.
David, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. Just having that tolerance as a trait that's necessary to keep going. So, Jim, what would you say nowadays is the most trendiest or most popular startup that people are starting nowadays? What businesses and what industry are you seeing?
Well, everything right now is AI. And so we're in a situation where AI is almost like an adjective, where the main business, and then you put AI in front of it and try to raise money with it. So, you know, AI cooking companies and AI insurance companies and AI car mortgages and things like that. So AI is key hot term now, and everyone's trying to put it in front of anything. Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Tell us about, you said grit, you know, people to work hard. Tell us more about some of these elements. I mean, people can work hard in many, many different ways. Like in a factory, you can work very hard, right? But there's still something that makes an entrepreneur succeed versus the one who fails, right? So is it planning? Is it, you know, you mentioned the money part, but I just want to pick your brain to see if there's other elements that make things successful.
Well, I've met entrepreneurs who planned poorly and succeeded. I've met entrepreneurs who marketed poorly and succeeded. I've met entrepreneurs with bad products and have succeeded. So I don't think any of those things set you apart or ruin your idea, make it a sure loser. I think that as long as you're willing to keep fighting and still have money, you know, that's all it takes. And so, you know, having a great creativity, that doesn't help. You know, having a great reputation, that can help, but it's not going to get you there, right? You have to be willing to go hundreds and hundreds of rejections and still look for that next yes. I remember when I started my first business, this was before computers were the way they are today, and so we still got everything via the mail, and we would go to our mailbox every day and open it up and see if there was anything in there, and I think we went 64 days before there was something in our mailbox.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of remember those days when you were looking forward to get something in our mailbox. Yes.
Yes. Now it's just bills.
Oh, now, Jim, what kind of advice would you want to give to somebody that's working 9 to 5, you know, a regular job and has a family, but they want to just start something on the side, maybe something that they could do from home? Do you have any advice for that type of person?
Sure. I have three things I want to point out. First, creativity. You know, people sit around waiting for a creativity lightning bolt or some message from God that they should start this business. Don't wait on that. Just go copy someone else's idea. You know, we're not going to steal trademarks, copyrights, or patents, but you can go and find someone's idea, read about them in a magazine, and copy it. That's totally legal, moral, and correct. And remember, 93% of businesses are copies of other existing businesses. So there's nothing wrong with blatantly copying something and just doing it a little bit better. The second thing is the money that I was already talking about, risk. I'm not going to spend more than $5,000 to get started, and I don't care what the business is. You can test any business for that amount of money. I even know a guy who started a national restaurant chain with $5,000, and restaurants are one of the most cost-intensive things to start, and he was able to do it for $5,000. And the third thing is passion. Everyone says you have to be passionate about what you do, and I just don't agree with that. I love what I do, but I'm passionate about my church, my family. I love being on the radio or talking with you guys now, but I would rather be at Disney World or with my family or going down the Colorado River or something like that. This is all great, but there are things that are more important, and you have to keep that in mind. So when you say you're passionate for a business, I don't understand that, because you should only be passionate for your God and your family. And so when you start a business, you just need to like it enough that it's better than having a job. So you don't have to love it. You don't have to be, you know, wake up and dream of your business. You just like it more than having a job. That's the standard. And so that standard is so much lower, and it opens so many more different opportunities. If you say, I'm only going to start a business that I'm passionate about, well, for me, that's woodworking. I'm a woodworker. That's my hobby. But I'm not very good at it, so it's not a good idea for me to do. But I like doing a lot of things that are worth doing, that I can make money doing, that I'm not passionate about, but I like them. And that's enough. You don't have to love what you do. Just like it. And I do love being an entrepreneur because I don't have to work for the man. I don't have to do what you tell me to. I can wear what I want, when I want, work in the middle of the night if I want to, and go to my kid's soccer practice in the daytime if I want to. That's what I love. I'm passionate about being free. And if I want to make more money, I work harder. And so I think entrepreneurship is totally different from most people. I think if you were to ask the average person what's an entrepreneur, they would say a creative person that takes risks starting a business they're passionate about. And all three of those are wrong. And so if you're sitting on the sofa saying, I want to be an entrepreneur, and you go, well, what am I passionate about? How much money do I have? Where's my creativity? You're just going to end up sitting on the sofa for a long time. Go find an idea and copy it for as little money as possible.
Jim, thank you so much. We really appreciate that insight, and especially bringing up the values of family and faith, and putting those above, you know, like a business. You know, there's so many families broken because of someone works nonstop, right? They don't have time to go home and spend time with their family. So I'm really glad you bring that up. Would also like to hear from you. If you were to start a business, what would it be like? And how do you envision running a business? Is it part-time, full-time, dedicate everything you have? We're going to end it here, and I would appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Next time we talk to you, we'd like to bring up the issue of AI and how AI is impacting everything you talked about and more. And we'll see you all next time.